What's your name? The Cooper and Anthony Show.
You know, I did this radio show today, somebody else's radio show, where they were asking me, like, what were some of the best moments of 2023 and what are you looking forward to in 2024? And on the surface, I feel like that's a really stupid question, but I actually gave really great answers. So I was really proud of myself. And then, like, all their social media blew up and people were DMing, oh, I hadn't heard that before, that kind of stuff. So I thought, well, you know, why am I wasting it on some idiot's show when I can waste it on, you know, we're idiots. We have our own
idiot show.
Yeah, this is the idiot show. So I thought I would waste my predictions on you idiots sitting over there.
What was the question again? What was good about 2023?
What were some of your favorite, because I'm pop culture girl, so what were your favorite pop culture moments, movies, TV shows, that kind of thing of 2023, and what are you looking forward to in 2024? Like, what are some trends we can look out for, that kind of thing?
And you said Letterkenny and Shoresy in 2023, and what are you looking forward to? More Letterkenny.
Letterkenny and Shoresy, yeah. I didn't say that, funny enough, but it was, yeah, I know, it was very weird. Interestingly enough, so they asked me, like, what the best book was of 2023. Do you know what books are?
Well, let me guess. You said Britney Spears because that's the only book you read, quote, listened to.
No, it wasn't the only one. I listened to about 15 books this year.
Okay.
Yeah. So I said, I apologize to people who are about to judge me, but I'm a really big Michael Connelly fan. I love the Bosch series, and when I found out that the Bosch series was based on books, I got excited, and I went back and I listened to every single one of those books. So Michael Connelly has a brand new book out in 2023 called Resurrection Walk, and it's really good because it's more Lincoln Lawyer, but it's Lincoln Lawyer and Bosch together, which is why I love it, because it's my two favorite characters and they're both together. So that's the best book, I think, of 2023, because I'm not a big literature reader. I can't tell you, like, I'm sure there's great novels. I'm sure there's ones that won awards this year. I didn't read those. I read Michael Connelly. I read the idiot stuff.
Right.
And then as a result, TV, Bosch Legacy, they did like what happens next after Bosch, you know, his daughter becomes a cop and what happens with her life and stuff like that. So that was on Prime and that was really good. Plus The Bear. I really loved The Bear. So if you didn't watch The Bear, you should watch that.
Cocaine Bear?
No, just The Bear.
Oh, what about Cocaine Bear?
Nah.
No, okay.
Nah, I didn't see that. Okay, so here's what I'm looking forward to in 2024. TV-wise, did you ever watch any of the True Detective series on, was HBO, now it's Max?
No. I don't know what that is.
Okay, so it was Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey were the first True Detective. It was first them, and then Rachel McAdams did the next one. I think somebody else did one in between, but I didn't watch that one. There's a new one that's supposed to be the best one of all of them. It's called Night Country, and it's starring Jodie Foster. And there's like these missing scientists, and they find them in like this block of ice. It's very complicated, but it sounds pretty cool. So that's coming out for 2024. If you're a Harlan Coben fan, he's basically like Michael Connelly. His big book was called Fool Me Once. That's going to be on Netflix this year. Everybody's looking forward to that. And then, so what's really interesting is movies. Let's talk about movies for 2024. All the best movies, every movie that everybody's looking forward to, is a prequel, a sequel, or part of a franchise. There are no standalone movies that are just the movie. Or some new movie that people are looking forward to. Nothing.
Beetlejuice.
Yeah. Right. Beetlejuice 2.
Okay, I only can say it once. I can't say it two more times.
That's right. You can't. Yeah, don't say it three times. Deadpool 3 is probably the must-see of all of them. You know, for sure, Deadpool 3. Dune Part 2. Dune did very well. And if you're a Dune fan, Dune Part 2 is supposed to be great. Despicable Me 4. There's another Captain America installment. I know.
Okay, none of these but Beetlejuice. I only can say it one more time now.
No, you can't. Don't say it again.
That's the only one I want to see.
So you have kids. you would be celebrating milestones. Every time a kid reached a milestone, you would celebrate it, like graduating college, graduating high school. Your kids did neither. you know, just something great happening to your kids' lives, celebrating a turning 21, whatever, just celebrating a milestone.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of milestone, the new trend coming up, and believe me, this is already happening. It's going to be big in 2024. Parents celebrating inch stones instead of milestones, inch stones. And what that means is you throw like a little party for your kid because they got their first A on a real paper, you know, something that wasn't kindergarten,
oh
like
God.
A real paper that they wrote. Or they finished reading their very first book, like their own book. But something that the kid did that's a... It's a milestone with a small M, so they're calling it inch stones. And as a parent, celebrating it to give your kids.
Giving out more trophies to unwilling kids.
Well, it's not really, that's the whole idea. It's not everybody gets a trophy for nothing. You have to do something in order to get a party or
but
a cake
it's still
or whatever.
Making the kids special for a little thing. Every kid's got to be special.
Well, yeah. Okay, I see why you don't like that.
Yeah.
Okay, I see why you hate that.
Hate that.
Two things I think are interesting. One of the predictions that I've been reading, I don't know if you think this is true. Do you think Elon Musk is going to dump Twitter in 2024? People think he is.
I think he's going to have to. I think he's just going to tank it to where nobody even goes there anymore. I love that you call it Twitter. Because X is not stuck at all. And he's going to lose X.com. in the coming year. So he's not going to have it. It's running out.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, so he's going to tank it to where it's like it's some radio companies that have tank stations so bad they're not worth anything. It's going to be the same thing.
It's funny you would say that because the way Elon Musk is running Twitter/X, whatever you want to call it, the fact that he has alienated so many big sponsors, you know, Walmart pulled out. Walmart was spending, you know, millions of dollars there and was like, nope, bye. A lot of big companies have pulled out. So he invested $44 million and he's probably lost about $44 million. And
billion.
What this reminds me of, what?
Billion.
Billion. Sorry, did I say million? I meant billion. Yeah. So what this reminds me of, I'm not going to name names, but I will tell you that I worked at a radio station and... when they got rid of the star of the station, the guy that was left, instead of like kissing the ass of all the sponsors and making them happy, he did the opposite. He alienated all the sponsors that stuck around.
Mm-hmm.
So the station that was once worth $55 million, the guy that left took about $30 million of revenue with him. So, you know, $20 million still, you know, doable. You can, if you can turn that into something more and get more sponsors, you could probably get back up again at some point. Instead, he alienated so many sponsors that $20 million went down to $11 million very fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then he continued to alienate more and more sponsors to the point where the station no longer exists.
Right.
And
not even there.
Not even there. Doesn't exist. Doesn't exist anymore. You never heard of it. Whatever. That's what this Elon Musk thing is reminding me of, that he has alienated so many of the people that were writing big checks. You know, without money, you have no company.
I think he should stick with SpaceX, give up the Tesla, give up the Twitter, and just stick with the rockets. He's good with the rockets. The rockets are good. The cars, not so much. The Twitter, not so much.
Right.
Naming babies, not so much.
No, that's just weird. Yeah, very weird. And finally, the last prediction I have for 2024 is something you will love because it'll remind you of high school. Big hair back for women. Lots of hair. Big hair, big jewelry, big.
Oh, great. Now that I'm losing my hair, big hair is coming back. Thanks.
For women.
Oh, God, I love that. I mean, like really, really big 86 hair.
Yes.
I will even take the feathered hair back. I want that trend.
It's all coming back. Yep. Just aquanet everywhere.
That.
Tons of like teasing, closer to God, all of that. Yeah.
I'm so happy.